A story is told about a righteous man who was permitted by God to attain foreknowledge of the world to come. In a celestial palace, he was ushered into a large room where he saw people seated at a banquet table. The table was laden with the most delectable foods, but not a morsel had been touched. The man gazed in wonder at the people seated at the table because they were emaciated with hunger and they moaned constantly for food, even though it was right in front of them. If they are hungry, why is it that they don't partake of the food that it's before them? Asked the man of this heavenly guide. They cannot feed themselves, said the guide. If you notice, each one has his arm strapped tight, so that no matter how he tries, he cannot get the food into his mouth. Truly, this is hell, said the righteous man as they left the hall. The heavenly attendant escorted him across the hall to another room, and the man observed another table, equally as beautiful and laden with delicacies and choice foods. Here he noticed that those seated around the table were well-fed, happy, even joyous. To his amazement, he saw that these people too had their arms strapped tight. Turning to his guide, he asked in perplexity, "How is it that they are so well-fed, seeing they're unable to feed themselves?" "Behold," said the guide, the righteous man looked and saw that each one was feeding the other. In truth, he exclaimed, this is really heaven. In truth it is, agreed the attendant. As you can see, the difference between heaven and hell is a matter of cooperation and serving one's brothers and sisters. I tell this story today because on this great feast of Corpus Christi, the very feast of our parish, we reflect on the wonderful gift that God has given to us. A gift that is not just something that we get to receive, but it is a gift that we become. Corpus Christi, the body of Christ. You see, at the Last Supper, Jesus, as he gathered with his friends in the upper room, did four things during that meal. He took the gifts that were given him, and he blessed them, giving thanks for them. He broke them, and then he shared them. And if you notice, those four actions that Jesus did in that upper room the first time are the same actions that we do here whenever we gather, particularly in the liturgy of the Eucharist. The gifts are brought forward, bread and wine, and they are taken. And then we pray the great prayer of thanksgiving, blessing God for his goodness in the Eucharistic prayer. And then at the Lamb of God, we break the bread, now the body of Christ. And in the communion rite, that is given as a gift to all of us who gather here around the Lord's table. We truly do what the Lord asked us to do in remembrance of him every time we gather. Take, we bless, we break, and we share. But those four actions are not just actions that we ought to pay attention to when we gather here in the church around the Lord's table. But they are actions that we ought to learn how to do every day in our lives. Because as we share in the body and blood of Christ at the Lord's table, and we become that presence of Christ for the world, we need to repeat those actions with the people we live, in the neighborhoods where we walk every day, the places we work, the schools where we study, every place we go. We need to learn to receive the gifts that God has given to us and realize and recognize that they are God's gifts, which He gives to us to use. And we need to be grateful and bless the Lord for His generous sharing of those gifts by an attitude of thanksgiving as we live our lives. And then, importantly, we need to break those gifts, because only when broken open can we have the opportunity to share those gifts with others. And so, just as St. Paul told us today what happened at the Lord's Supper, just as we repeat those actions here and words at this table, so we are called to become those actions in our daily lives. It is then, and truly then, that we can build a heavenly banquet here in our midst, not just at the altar, but on the altar of our very lives, as we receive and bless and break and share who God has made us to be, our gifts. Because then it is truly a gift to God that we become what He gives us. We become Corpus Christi as we participate in Corpus Christi here at this altar. We pray that not only each one of us as individuals, but as our community of a parish dedicated to Corpus Christi, will truly become the presence of Christ for the world.